My cook stove is gas. But they have electric stoves, and they're all about the same. I've got electric stoves stored away. But I use a gas stove.
Well, now, what would they, like on these cook stoves, what if they wanted to boil potatoes, for example, what would they put them in?
You mean boil potatoes just with the jackets on them?
Yeah, what would they cook them in?
That'd be some kind of a skewer or something. It's a pretty good size, you know.
What would they have to eat with?
To eat with?
Knife
and fork. Spoon.
They're just the same, just like, yeah. What about, what would the dishes be, like your best dishes that they have, what would they be made of?
Best dishes?
Yeah, the ones they'd save for company, kind of, what would they be made of?
I don't know. Chinese, some kind of Chinese.
Yeah, that's what prop they were, yeah.
Yeah. They have different varieties of that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about when people went out and cut flowers and they wanted to put them in something pretty in their house, what would they put them in?
Vase?
Yeah, they'd have... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And now, after you'd eat, how did you go about washing the dishes? What would they have to, if when they didn't have any hot water or anything, how did they...
Well, I'll tell you, you always had the hot water on this wood stove.
On the stove.
Because it kept it, it had a reservoir on it.
Uh-huh.
We had a range stove and it kept that. Maybe when I was just smaller, just a kid coming up, I didn't have that, and then they'd cook it, they'd boil it in a tea kettle.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Call them a tea kettle, and they'd set them on there and get the hot water.
Uh-huh. Now, after they'd wash the dishes, when they were washing them, how'd they get, then if they wanted to get the soap off, they'd have to...
Rinse them.
Uh-huh.
Rinse them in clear water.
Oh, in clear water. Uh-huh. Well, now, what do you call that kind of, like the... rag that they'd use to wash the dishes?
I just call them a dish rag.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I ever heard called is a dish rag.
And what about that they were drying with?
Drying rag.
And then what would you call what you'd wash your face with?
A wash rag.
And then you dry yourself with a
towel.
Now, of course, those days they didn't have running water, but
no,
of any kind. But after people got running water, what would they call those things that the water would come out of on the sink?
Faucet.
They call it that, yeah. And now, what about on the side of a house, if it was...
You mean where the water come out on the side of it?
Yeah, sometimes you could turn it on and off on the side
of it. Well, that's hydrant.
Oh, mm-hmm. Now, if you were, if it was the winter time and the temperature dropped real fast and the water in your pipes froze, the pipe might, did you ever have that happen, that your pipe would...
I've had my hydrant freeze up out
there.
Uh-huh. It's out there in the open till I'd fix it where it wouldn't freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But it never did bust.
Oh, it never did. Mm-hmm. You never did have anything like that happen.
No.
Well, now, if people, like way back in the old days, if they wanted to buy a whole lot of sugar or flour or something like that, it would come in a wooden...